That's one thing. But if they're playing games with us on the water well, then of course they wouldn't take that.
So they want to roll us the water well, they roll us the water well.
Well, it gets to be kind of a sort of a chicken game here Tuesday night, because you've got them midnight Tuesday to veto in any event. And if they don't have a time certain in their adjournment, then they're going to, by their resolution.
The only reason that I have John want to veto the water bill after they're gone, I mean, I don't believe that, is basically because the good of the country requires.
Well,
so therefore, I think I've got to wait.
All right.
By the way, otherwise, I would soon have them override it on the issue that I'm not concerned with.
So I'm supposed they're sitting up there.
Next year.
They're sitting up there at 9 o'clock Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be Corporal's Guard. So you send them the veto at 9 o'clock Tuesday night. What are they going to do? They can't override you. They've got a quorum. And they're, by their resolution, they automatically expire as a congressman.
Now, on the OAO thing, I know that that's a quorum to the on the HR 1 thing. I know what all the political prices are signed, but I cannot sign a bill which doubles payroll taxes and adds $800 million to the budget. No matter how popular it is, I'm just not going to do it. Not for the old Boba Chucker. I do it now. So I, after having drawn the sword on this bill last week, I told John this morning, I said, God, now that I can't draw the sword and say that I'm going to fight for against tax increases, fight this spending, and then sign this. I've signed two or three already that I shouldn't have probably. But, you know, that one, George Shultz was a black one. Oh, Christ, that was the one the other day for Shultz.
Contract suit. KP.
I know what it was. You're going to do that, then bills, you can't lose by your opinion of my work. Well, what do you think, John?
Well, if this happens, I think
so now,
you win.
Right.
Oh, sure, of course. Win in the sense that you'll have, in effect, a proper teacher if they, in fact, pass this resolution the way Bill says. The thing I'm afraid of is that they'll simply adjourn until Tuesday without passing a Senate-died resolution. They'd be in a position then of going in 3-day jumps.
They never get a quorum. Never get a quorum. They're through, John. I know.
Don't you think they'll come back to override on the one?
Listen, John, these guys have all got engagements.
Well, I appreciate that, but the mayors and the governors have got the wind up on this water bill, and everybody is under pressure. Everybody's getting calls. Everybody's getting mail. We're doing a lot of it. We're getting from industry. Heavy industry support for this bill now.
Oh, you mean that they want to sell us out?
Well, no. Outfits, pulp companies, and outfits like that, who have gotten what they wanted there in the House version. But I just wonder if they couldn't get a quorum back.
Well, they'll sit around for 3 days doing nothing. I just don't think so. I like to scatter around.
In fact, you can't control
them. You know, there's less than 70 senators there right now, and we've got to fix stuff. And they're blowing away.
Okay.
If we're going.
Well, I don't see we have anything to lose by just sitting and sweating it out until Tuesday.
Well, if we get them out tomorrow, we're better for other reasons. Yeah, be some more garbage.
I don't see anything wrong with going up and telling these fellows that the HR
was. Tell them, you can tell Wally. And John, say, look, fellows, the president cannot sign this bill. Don't clean it up. And take it and get the hell out of here. Okay? You tell them that. Sure. All right, that's all right, you, John.
Sure, sure. No, we're telling them that there's a legal question. We're still trying to determine the effect of Muskie's letter. It's an open question. Still up in the air. Jerry Ford's battering us. Les Aaron wants it signed.
Howard Baker
calling us. I haven't heard from him. Well, Peter Donner.
He'll call back.
He'll call back. He'll all right now.
But I don't think that this is a ploy to be here on the water bill. I think they sincerely want to clean that. HR 1 up and get a report.
Chuck Hoover signed the water bill. preserve the credibility of what is a Confederate position, which is no increase in taxes.
Well, anyway, whatever it is, you've got to, that's the purpose of the job. You've got to lose something like this on this. We're going to lose Taiwan. Sorry, we should know. I'm for the water. But that's the message. I'm for it, but I'm not for $24 billion tax increase. And that's what's involved here. No way you can get that money any other way. Over 3 years.
A lot of it you don't buy anything with. It was to pay for all of the water projects between 1960 and
1967. That's a shocking cut. But anyway. Yeah. These are extraordinary. Would you like to groups that were left behind. Serious condition of the label was not serious. The neck wound became serious. May result in permanent paralysis of the lower torso. So these kids are something. This kid is engaged to be married in 1 month. So it is a dangerous business. I'm not questioning about that.
Well, this prison thing here is a bad thing.
Well, is the prison bad enough?
Yeah,
well, that's like that. It's a bad idea. It's a bad deal. And I tell you, after the election, I don't want to call any attention to any White House.
Yeah.